All right. And here we go. Testicle, 1, 2. The big penile John Holmes porn star microphone is working. And could you just yell something into that microphone?
Hey now!
All right. The weapon of mass destruction is working. We are ready to begin. Ready. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, we have a very special live guest, the return of Lolo. Tonight's theme is Beauty and the Beat Off, Part 2. We have extended National Masturbation Month from May to also the entire month of June. And this is a very fitting climax to the series. And I couldn't think of a better way to do it than for our plan for this evening. We're going to play a set of tunes and get back with our live guest, Lolo. This is a track by the Waco Brothers and is entitled Baba O'Reilly.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Right. Thought I heard it calling my name, now hush,
Okay, you heard Flogging Molly doing Drunken Lullabies. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Deep Purple did Hush. The Yehoos did Oh Chicago. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is In promo. And started off with the Waco Brothers doing Baba O'Reilly, a Who cover. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Beauty and the Beat Off, Part 2. The end, the climatic end of 2 months of celebrating masturbation. May, National Masturbation Month, and June, the Beauty and the Beat Off shows. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate masturbation and this series of shows than with our wonderful friend and guest, the beautiful, the sexy, the rising underground star, Lolo, who has come back to us since New Year's. So welcome back.
Hi, Rev. It's such a pleasure to be here this evening, and I feel quite honored to help you celebrate or actually finalize National Masturbation Month. I couldn't think of a better person, actually, other than myself, since, as I stated before, Lolo is on Urban Dictionary as a verb that means masturbate. This is true.
You are a verb to masturbate. That is excellent. We have bragging rights.
Yes. If I could just take a moment just to get sentimental, I would like to dedicate this evening to my father, my late father, because it is Father's Day.
That is totally cool. And tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Lois's father. A very cool guy and a broadcaster.
Mr. Marvin Burak.
Yes.
Very infamous in Philadelphia, New Orleans, and Boston radio.
That is cool.
Well, Rev, you know, the last time I was here, I read from my private blog, my Foot Fetish Diaries, which I received a lot of feedback, and I'm sure that offered much masturbation material to those of the those who have listened.
Us alone.
But I want you to know, a good guest always comes bearing gifts, and I have a few special gifts for you this evening. One is I have a segment from one of the web comics that I do for darkbrain.com. You guys have to check it out. It's a totally cool new web comic. That's darkbrain.com. And it's very X-rated, we could say. And also, if you pardon me 1 minute, I have a gorgeous poster of the promotional poster of tonight's show. That was creatively put together by Doc Ivan. I'm going to make a little plug here. Doc Ivan Graphics. He totally rocks. You have to check him out, too, on Facebook. So this is for you.
With and if the Reverend like, face on it.
I'll put my little signature on there when I become big and famous.
Please do. No, do it tonight.
Okay.
But don't cover any of your body.
We had our own little photo session earlier today that we're posted. We posted the pictures on Facebook for anyone who's interested.
Yes, on Lolo's page.
Rev's quite the photographer.
Interestingly enough, with this bedazzling picture of you, there's a plug for Kleenex. And I thought, well, that could come in handy.
Yes, that would definitely
come in handy.
Either that or a sock.
Yeah. But then you forget, and you end up putting a sock on, and it's, you know, then you feel stupid. And,
now, see, I used to date a man who left them laying around the house. He would hide them. Every now and then I'd find one under the kitchen sink.
Made you want to go back.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you for this gift. This is beautiful.
So, Rev, did you beat off today? Have you?
I did not, because I knew I would, you know, probably speed home and do it.
So you'll
after
you'll...
the show. So I'm saving it for you.
Oh, I'm so flattered.
And your honor. Starting with this picture, and this is color. It is tagged. If you are a friend of Reverend Bookburn on Facebook, this is tagged. It says, Reverend Bookburn's National Masturbation Month presents Beauty and the Beat Off Part 2, Lolo, and what do you call this, like a feather?
A feather thing? Boa.
A feather boa.
Mm-hmm.
And her black stockings, thigh high, her high boots, that smile that could win wars, or stop wars, I should say. The plug for Kleenex. And it's an awesome pic. This guy,
Doc Ivan Graphics.
He is awesome.
He really is.
I salute you, Doc Ivan, for this tremendous work.
Bow to the doctor of graphics.
I am bowing. All right. Thank you so much for this gift.
So, since it's National Masturbation Month, do you have a specific technique? Or I guess men really, they just have to pretty much keep to the same technique. I should say, do you have a go-to? Do you watch porn? Is it video, magazines? Or do you rely on your imagination?
You're batting 1,000. let's see. Porn is, of course, porn is great for masturbating, of course.
Video?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm old-fashioned. I watch DVDs. And,
okay.
You know,
old
school. I don't like it on the computer because there's all this shit, like spyware and pop-ups and all that kind of shit. Pictures of specific people if I'm focusing on a person.
In your mind, or you have, like, do you log on to Facebook and click?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like so, the photos we took this evening earlier.
If I just happened to be on the Lolo page, you know.
Just happened to be.
And impersonating a volcano.
I do what I can.
you've helped the cause tremendously and repeatedly. And
will there be a trophy later? Quite possibly.
We'll talk about that. And let's see. So, yes, so sometimes that. Usually, if I'm not looking at a picture or porn, I resemble a kind of a... I'll probably offend millions of people, but I look like an Islamic guy, like in the mosque. Like, you know, when they're kind of like knelt down. And we're a Christian church.
So you do a whole fantasy... thing in your head.
Well, there's a kneeling thing, and I like the position. Like, I like doggy. Mm. So, in my brain, I'm doing doggy. And, but really choking the chicken. And then, instead of yelling for Allah, you know, I'll, you know, yell somebody's name and, you know, and since I don't yell God, you know, or anything like
that. Yes, you are a devout atheist, correct.
You know. Well, not devout, you know, it's like they can piss you off.
Yes, they can.
I was conditioned to say bless you. You know, I was raised like by hardcore conservative Christians. And so it just happened, like somebody sneezed and I said something and everybody looked like they stepped on a nail.
Now, I do. I believe in God, but I am not affiliated with any organized religion.
Yeah, and also you don't dictate people, or
that is exactly,
you know,
why
pass laws that fuck up people's rights.
That
and
is why I am not affiliated with organized religion.
Well, that's
recently
yet another part of your appeal.
Speaking of masturbation, you know, lately my method of obtaining the big O is sexting, and a lot of people find this hard to believe. They think that it's completely made up, but no, I really seriously get into sexting. And
but you can reach the O.
But recently, you know, there was no one around to sex. I don't just sext anyone. I just don't randomly sext, you know, scroll through my phone. It has to be someone that I'm either involved with or have a relationship with. Or
an ex?
No exes.
No exes.
No exes. But it really, it has to be someone I'm either emotionally connected to and therefore physically attracted to. And recently, I lost my sexting partner. He didn't die or anything. no worries.
Stimulation overload.
He might as well, you know, but... First of all, I don't think he thought it was legit. I think he thought I was just trying to turn him on. And honestly, I really, really enjoy it. But I had to key up porn on my phone. And that was just a whole new experience because I haven't seen porn in ages. I haven't had a need for it. So I haven't watched porn in ages. And I actually said, you know what? I'm just going to key up some porn on my phone. And it didn't take long. It was just a few minutes. It was all over.
But it worked.
Yeah, it definitely worked.
Okay, you said hello.
I didn't like seeing their faces. Like when the camera panned and I turned around and I got to see the actual characters, that just, I don't know, that bugged me. I just seeing, you know.
You could get a booby prize. Like it could end up being Ron Jeremy or worse.
Or someone I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would kind of kill the mood, I would think. Okay, can we talk more about... the comic?
Sure. Darkbrain.com.
Okay. And you are JJ.
In the, I'm actually a few characters. I've done a lot of work for Darkbrain.com.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most recent is called Locked Out. If you go on their site, you'll find that comic. You have to subscribe.
We looked at that, right?
Yes, that was the one that
you
and I
viewed. You gotta see Locked Out.
So.
That is...
You
want to
tell the folks a little bit about what you saw. And that's the clip that I have that I brought with me that you'll play later. That's part of the Locked Out comic. So if you'd like to elaborate and tell the folks what it is that you saw, be my guest.
It was kind of like erotic sci-fi. A guy is a kind of a Terminator, except that instead of being like a thug or a killer... he has like this this penis that won't quit. And actually, since he, I think he started out as a human. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He is a human.
He's a human, and then this power kind of like
there's an alien
took
that,
over his
that
body.
Takes over his
okay.
body. Correct.
Right. So he has like this Superman dick.
Yes.
And then
and I play a guardian who he overtakes. I get raped. You shouldn't say that.
No. Yeah. You were into it. I could tell.
You know, I know one scene that
and
I
you asked for more.
Yes, I did. You definitely have to subscribe. Darkbrain.com. Go to Locked Out. It's a really awesome scene.
Yes. And she sweats. She comes.
And I'm wearing thigh-high boots.
Which you really do look great in when you really do wear them. Or pictured in them. So it was an accurate representation, at least in that respect. And then the guy, they do this, like, incredible cum. And then, you know, because he's also half alien, so there's, like, all these powers as a part, you know, of the climaxing.
And he's grunting and apologizing and grunting and groaning and apologizing.
Because his human side is, like, a, you know, a nerdy kind of guy. Like, oh, I'm so sorry, and I shouldn't have done this. And then...
Oh, my God. Oh, you're a god. Oh, what else do I say? I can't remember.
Before the god line, it was like, you're a machine.
Yeah, you're a machine. Oh, my God, you're a machine. Oh.
No, you're a god.
No, you're a god. Oh, oh. Where are you going, honey?
And then the guy... is harder than John Holmes, like,
he's
moments
quote,
later.
Hard as a steel pipe, if I remember correctly.
That is the quote.
Are we giving away too much?
Yeah, we're blowing the whole plot. But, all right, now is this...
Well, that's one.
Okay. Is this a CD of that show?
Yeah, that's the clip that you'll all hear from Locked Out, and then we could talk about other...
Okay. Let's do that now.
Other comics that I've done.
I know. It is a kick-ass... comic series. It's like semi-animation, would you say?
Yes. It will not disappoint, trust
and,
me.
And as you know, we've been trying to do the Reverend Bookburn animation project for a long time. We lost the main person. who was working on it. So it is a subject that interests us. This guy's work is awesome. Oh, it's really short.
The artist is... Oh, can't be quiet.
All right.
The artists are phenomenal. They
Oh, the artists are incredible.
Yeah, they really are. With the,
not just the fucking, just, you know, everything.
The
whole site,
yes.
Oh, and you have co-stars.
Oh, yes. Is it playing yet? Are we listening?
No.
Okay. You'll tell me when, so I can be quiet.
It's, let's see, can I tell who it is?
Yes, the, well, not or, for or Locked Out, Church of One. Let's talk about that after the clip. We'll play that.
Okay. Here is from Locked Out, from...
from darkbrain.com.
Darkbrain.com. Starring Lolo. Do you hear it?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, see, the one thing said it was playing something.
I know, I see.
Because, like, there were, you saw the green dials.
Yes.
So. Oh.
What a
tease.
Wah, wah, wah. Well, I'll tell you what. I just posted the link where everybody can go on your Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
So they can go on and listen to the audio. Okay. Oh, that's such a disappointment.
Is this for me?
Okay. Yes, that is for you. I'm really surprised because I did test it before I came. Oh, excuse me.
Well, I'll bet there's a story there.
But, so I did just post it on the Rev Book Burns Facebook page. So please go on and like him or friend him, either or.
Yes, the fan site she's referring to.
I'm going to go to the fan site, too, and I'm going to post that. So bear with me 1 second. So you guys can go there and like that, and you'll find it. It says Lois Lolo Burak stars in darkbrain.com, and click on that link, and you can hear the audio that we were going to play for you, but unfortunately it didn't come through.
And it's worthwhile. I wouldn't say that if I did mean it. It is very worthwhile. It is awesome.
Yeah, Rev got and all revved up.
I was exploding.
Oy.
When we were going through that. And it is really good. And we'll link it at reverendbookburn.com, the main site. And you will hear the show over and over again if you so choose. It will be accessible for free in up to a week from now at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. Thanks to our friend and co-producer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat.
Yay, Pastor Rex Cat.
Who uploaded the last show.
What a nice pussy.
Yes, he gets that a lot. And
so you wanted to talk about the other comics that I do?
Yes,
did
more.
The one that I'm really excited about, that I've actually already done, it's Church of One. Again, go to darkbrain.com and check out the comic Church of One, because I am a co-star with Tabitha Stevens.
Yay.
Beautiful, beautiful, sexy Tabitha Stevens.
The Tabitha Stevens.
The Tabitha. You will recognize her voice immediately.
If you've ever watched her in porn, you will know that that is the real Tabitha's voice.
She is sensational. And it was just such an honor and pleasure, I might add, to do scenes with her. Granted, they were only in comic form.
Still.
But it's Church of One. And in that comic, I play JJ, Julie Jacobs, and I'm miserable, actually. I'm miserable.
Yeah, they weren't very nice to you.
Yes, I'm a moody, miserable, lesbian serial killer. And
as opposed to a pleasant serial killer.
Well, hey, there could be, you know, they could enjoy their job, too. But no, I really have tood, let me tell you. And Tabitha plays a pastor. And in the scene that's coming up that I was hoping to bring a clip with, but it's not ready yet. You have to subscribe to this because then you'll be able to hear it. But I seduce Tabitha's character. And we have hot lesbian sex in this comic. So you really, really have to definitely check it out. I'll say it again. darkbrain.com, Church of One, and my character is JJ. You'll see it right away. It's great. It's the more you subscribe, the more they keep the comic going. So keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Yes.
And Raylene is in one of these?
Raylene is also, I think she's actually, you know, I think she might be in lockdown. I'm not, don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But I work also with Raylene. And it's, wow. I mean, you know, if you go on the site, you'll see the whole cast of characters. And it's a lot of fun. It's really, really fun when I record it in the studio. It's quite amusing, you know, when, because sometimes people can hear me and I'm, you know, having sex with my microphone and simulating French kissing, and I'm in there sucking on my fingers and licking between my two fingers. It's really quite interesting.
Well, it's art. They have to learn to appreciate it.
Yes.
You are a performer, damn it.
Don't you forget it.
All right. So what else have you been doing?
I just completed a commercial for Zestra.
What is that?
Zestra is an essential arousal oil for women. And it's a really great product. And you know what, though?
Arousal oil?
Yes. It's all natural. And what's totally cool about this is just you can get it at, I think, like Target and Walmart. Like, it's, you don't need a prescription. Mm-hmm. So there's none of that taboo or embarrassment that you have to go and ask somebody. It comes in just these little packets, and you just, you know, buy it right off the counter. So it's an awesome product for women so that they can really reach a very satisfying climax. But, you know, seriously, what I was most interested in this product and what attracted me to it, I mean, other than the fact that they paid me to try it out, was and give a testimonial.
What a
was,
job.
Yeah, I know. It was, man, I'm just sweating up a storm. But what was so great that I found, well, it's not great for them, but what I think that's going to put this product on the map is that they cannot buy airtime on national TV. On network TV.
Are you kidding
They're
me?
Having trouble, which blows my mind because it's okay to see Viagra, you know,
yes,
any time of the day. You know, you dudes, you can get you can get your heart on any time of the day, and we can sit at breakfast table and learn about it and see it. But God forbid we talk about a female, you know, getting the big O or pleasure or getting some sort of pleasure, you know, they have been turned down by the networks. And this recent commercial that was shot, it was very well, a lot of it too was for an infomercial that I'm sure they'll put on their website. But the recent commercial was very Viagra-esque, I would say. It reminded me of your typical Viagra commercial, like holding hands, your couple. I think they should have just approached it in a comedic fashion. You know, I mean, what pisses me off, though, is the other day I was having breakfast and I saw a Whoopi Goldberg advertising that, you know, she pisses her pants. And look, hey, I'm all about talking about, you know, what happens
right, what
to the female.
Is.
I think, you know, we need to talk more about, you know, our menstruation and our.
Oh, yeah.
We really need to get that out there. But on TV during breakfast, I don't want to know that Whoopi Goldberg pisses her pants. I'm sorry. Like, you know.
Why does she? Is it for
she a has an issue.
Problem?
She has a bladder problem. Okay. If she wants to talk about it on a website, or if you know, I open up Women's Day or O Magazine and I see her face and I learn all about her urination issues, that's fine.
Even
I don't
her
care.
Magazine is called O.
You know. Perfect. But I just, you know, for me, I have an issue with the fact that it's not okay for women to have a satisfying orgasm.
Yeah, that's quite unfair. And it's part of the double standard. It's part of, you know, these weird, we're Christian supremacists and family values and morals and sex negatives, except when we sneak off and do it.
Well, why Viagra?
Well, you know, Bob Dole was in a
wasn't Viagra. It what is not the Viagra, the other one.
Cialis.
Cialis, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I guess the rationalization is it's a medical treatment.
But, you know, listen.
I'm not defending this, but there are a lot of
medical issues that women suffer from that cause them not to reach orgasm.
Well, that's because the Christian Taliban, you know, is still influencing all these fucking, you know, Congress people and legislators. And, of course, the corporate media.
And networks.
And networks. And so it's like, you know, you can't show boobs. You can't.
But they do. They show lots of boobage.
Who does?
On television. There are plenty of commercials showing boobage.
Nuh-uh.
TNA, tons of TNA on television. That's why it's just, it's
maybe
blowing
like
my mind.
Maybe like HBO or something.
No, on regular TV. You know, a lot of the beer ads.
I have been missing this. I still
don't watch that much television.
I don't watch television, and when I do, right. It's Spanish TV, which is the hottest.
Yeah, it is. That I agree with. I just, you know, hey, I don't get it. I don't understand why it's okay for Whoopi Goldberg, of all people. I mean, maybe if it was Carmen Electra telling us that she was pissing her pants, I could tolerate it a little more.
We'd buy the pants.
I think it's actually a medication or a treatment. I don't know what it is. But I it's just blowing my mind that it's not okay for, you know, women to get to advertise a product that will enhance their arousal. I don't, you know.
Well, we at the Reverend is in support open discussion about women's arousal, women's health issues, and even medical issues like peeing in one's pants.
Except for when it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, well.
That's kind of a scary.
Yeah, you know.
I think she was on a big horse. We want to
be. You know, it might be bad, but you know we're more selective.
I think they had her pictured on a big whore. I would rather see her on the toilet. You know, a big close up of her face sitting on the toilet, like ugh. Oh no! Wait a minute. That wouldn't make sense. That would mean she had a urinary tract infection. She was trying to piss and she couldn't.
That means she nailed Charlie Sheen, or
something. Maybe she got up and Barbara said, oh, Whoopi, you have a stain on the back of your ass.
Well, it is called the view.
You know? So the back view.
They would just give a new meaning to that term. Okay, so Zestra is arousal oil.
It smells great. It's very almondy.
Can you still lick it?
Yes. Yes, it's edible.
If somebody has that.
Yes, it's edible.
All right, that's what I want to know.
And it is recommended by doctors, by the way.
Okay.
It increases the sexual desire.
It really does.
I've, you know, I only had a tiny little packet. I was a little disturbed that they didn't give me more. I thought, you know, I should have had a year supply maybe?
That's fair.
Yeah.
You did promotion.
Yeah.
So it's arousing besides pleasure enhancing.
And some men have even said that it stimulates them as well. So...
Well, the Reverend, who is consenting to promotion, you know, needs to experiment.
There you go. Now, all of a sudden, the networks will put, oh, you mean men get pleasure out of it? Okay, we'll put it on.
Yes.
Right during Desperate Housewives. Prime time.
Hi, this is Reverend Bookburn. And I was skeptical at first about new Zestra. But after I licked a pussy that was using Zestra, I found that it was pleasure enhancing, and I came more times than the guy from the dark comics, you know, who, in the locked out episode. From Balls of Steel Land, I'm Reverend Bookburn, on behalf of Zestra. Now back to Action News. All right, so how did it go with your promotion?
Which promotion?
For Zestra.
The commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, it went well.
Okay.
You know, it was fun.
How can we see it?
I'm not really sure when it'll go into production. Watchable. Some of these things take a long time. I did a commercial for a car dealership last year, and it was just previewed a few months ago. Some of these, like I said, they're using a lot of the footage. I think the testimonials will more or less be on their website. But I don't think they'd have, or maybe they'll have like an infomercial really late at night, you know, when no one's watching. Oh. In between Wendy Williams.
That would be funny.
And what's his name?
So in addition to all the like mega marketers.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, and get rich schemes.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here to talk to you about arousal oil.
Hey, I think that Shake Weight, that commercial is pretty pornographic. I don't know. Call me crazy, but she looks like she's beating off a big schlong, which, you know, it just amazes me that, you know, and the woman, the president of the company, she's a sweetheart. She's actually local. I think she's, the company's in New Jersey. I'm not even sure, but it's just amazing to me. I mean, we have to empower our females. Like, what the hell? We're not allowed to be president. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, wait, I just vibrated the whole console.
You should have seen the dials.
Oh, like, pound it, geez, one you more won't time. Even give us our damn pleasing orgasm.
Yeah, a totally breakers. Reasonable request, to say the least.
All right, let's start a petition.
Yes. We demand, well, that's something we would do, because it's like all the other issues are pretty well covered, and we'll support them and plug them, mm-hmm. you know, on the websites. But this is a kind of a void, something that's not promoted, and that's what we tend to promote.
Well, so, what pisses me off is with women and sexuality, it's just you're either looked at as you're some kind of a whore, or, you know, you wear a chastity belt. And it just, it irritates the hell out of me that you, as a female, you can't just be comfortable with your sexuality and not be labeled promiscuous. And, you know, that's what I loved about this product, is because, you know, it enables a female to take control, and you can buy it over the counter. And that was what I had said in my testimonial. But, you know, it's just, it's irritating that it's not available to, you know, the general public because of the networks. But hopefully whatever they filmed that day, hopefully their Viagra-esque commercial will be, you know, will pass inspection. I would love to see that. I would love to be in that meeting. I would totally love, I would love to go with the president of this company. And look, I'll get the commercial aired for you. Don't worry about it.
So it's refused.
They've refused it. Yeah, if you go on Zestra's website, they did a whole program on primetime about how they can't get you know, network ad time.
Yet another reason to support independent media.
But ladies,
and uncensored net radio.
Go out there and get your Zestra. I'm telling you, try it. You'll like it.
And you have based this on research.
Yes, I had to.
Good. And you liked it?
Yes.
Okay. A true testimonial.
It was a definite true testimonial.
All right.
I raised my right hand and all.
Well, that's a Christian
after
thing.
After I took it out of my panties.
Say before they become... Really?
Yeah. Oh, that stopped you. You backed up. Rewind!
Before we shook hands? Okay. All right. Let's see. What did we not cover?
On that note,
let's go to... Well, you told me a masturbation story once that I really liked.
Oh, I have a lot of masturbation stories.
Okay. And you taught a girl to masturbate when you were a kid?
When I was really young. And you know what's funny? Is my mother was supposed to listen this evening, and I told her beforehand. I said, you know, this might be dirty. Not that, I mean, look, she's older now, and she's probably become a little more prudish, which is hysterical, because this is a woman who used to take her clothes off for a living. She was a burlesque dancer. Mm-hmm. So there was, like, no, like, nudity was not an issue in my household at all. Mm-hmm. But I remember my father saying, I would show my wife's act to a priest. It's clean, you know. But so if she's
priest
listening,
wouldn't react unless it was a kid.
I wish I knew if she was listening, because I'd be curious to see if she remembers this. I think I started masturbating at a really early age. Now, I don't know if she's aware of that. I know one time my brother caught me, walked in on me. It was quite embarrassing. I used to pull the sheets over my head, but and hump my pillow. My pillow got a lot of action. But I think I was probably about 8 years old. And I went over to a, I had a sleepover, just me and a girlfriend, a neighborhood girlfriend. And I just, you know, learned to masturbate not that much earlier. And I remember laying on the floor with her and saying, I know what it's like to have sex. And I told her, oh, you rub yourself down there. So she was we were masturbating. Now there was no, you know, there was none of that. We didn't get it on together. So, you know, everybody can relax, but, it was, you know, but what was most interesting is the next day I was forbidden to see her or speak to her ever again. But the funniest is that I remember my dad telling people, like I would listen to him on the phone, and I remember him telling people that it was because we were atheists, because he raised us to be atheists. Uh-huh. And I think that was the cover. I think he really knew, because, I mean, come on, I'm sure the parents said, your daughter taught my... daughter how to, you know, how to masturbate. But I think rather than say that, I think he just told everybody that it was, you know, because we were atheists.
That's so cool.
It was the craziest thing. But I was, you know, I don't know what it was.
A teacher.
Yeah.
Of masturbation.
At 8 years old.
No, I was older, but I believe the first masturbation to completion was when Ike and Tina Turner, with the three dancing Ikeettes and background singers, were doing Proud Mary on TV.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't even know that was supposed to happen. Like, you know.
How old were you?
I believe 13.
So you were a late bloomer.
You know, yeah. Okay. But they were on TV. I went insane when Ikeettes were doing those dances.
So didn't you just get hard on your own? Like, it just never just popped up on its own?
Oh, yeah. I went to, like... Yeah, but you don't come. Like, it's...
But you don't know what to do with it.
You're walking around with the heart on, and you're like, you know, what the fuck?
You
know?
So you didn't have a little Lolo in the neighborhood to teach you?
No, I needed you. And, But and then I wasn't doing it, like, classical,
right.
You know.
Yankee.
Because that's something you learn.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Now, see, I would think that just came natural.
No, so I was just, like, you know, doing my usual kind of semi-grinding thing.
Okay.
And, you know, we had good carpet. And,
That's funny because I remember one time I was, when I used to be a nail technician. I remember this really young little kitty. I had to be like 7 or 8 years old. Maybe, I'm not even sure. I'm bad with age when it comes to kids because I don't have kids. But I remember him getting really close to me while I was sitting there doing his mother's nails, and he kept grinding on me. And I remember looking at the mother like, what, you're going to stop your kid? So that's probably what he was probably just learning, you know?
Right.
And that's, he was just rubbing against me.
You were his first.
Yeah. Oh, God forbid. Oh.
Well, he had good taste.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, please stay. We're going to play.
Yeah, I have lots of other masturbation stories, I can tell.
And we want them. And let's see, we're going to play a second set of tunes. It's a check out reverendbookburn.com, of course. It redirects you to the Blogspot new address. No birthdays. We do want to say RIP to Larry Wildman Fisher, artist since the 1960s, produced and discovered by Frank Zappa. And we linked some videos related to that. And unusual guy, but he went from being a former mental patient to being a great recording artist and stage performer. R.I.P. Larry Wildman Fisher. And also Clarence Big Man Clemens, the saxophone player.
Yes, rest in peace.
Yeah, from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. R.I.P. to both of them. And let's see, on an upbeat, Howard Camp, the guy who announced the end of the world about, I guess, a month ago, had a stroke, which is kind of a bizarre irony.
Didn't he die? No, he's still...
He's alive, but he had a stroke.
Oh.
And,
See, now, Clarence Clemens, but...
He should have been stroking himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. I would trade I would trade Howard Camp. Yeah, if there was this super being, Master of the Universe, X-Man kind of guy, I would say, look, take Howard Camp and give us Clarence Clemens
swap
back.
Him.
Or
exactly.
Wild Man Fisher. And... More good news. There's fewer Baptists in an all-time low. They reported a record low of new baptisms this past year. So more and more people are waking up to bullshit and bizarre cultism. All right.
What are your thoughts on circumcision? I'm sorry. We'll talk about
that.
You want to talk about that later?
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me write that because I don't trust my brain fried brain. Circumcision. Oh, and we are off the air next Sunday night, but we are returning in 2 weeks, July 3rd, to do a 4th of July weekend with a bang. We have to weigh in on the Wiener scandal. The guy with the funniest possible name to be in a sex scandal.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Since all the hypocrites...
He had one hell of a big schlong, man.
I heard it was a...
You didn't say it?
No.
I posted it on my Twitter.
You did?
Yeah.
So it's a big wiener.
It really is.
All right. Well, we're going to do, on July 3rd, Wiener versus Vitter. Senator Vitter was this Republican family values, Christian supremacist, sex negative, anti-choice asshole who snuck away from his wife after a day of legislating adult rights away and was a customer to DC Madam. But he not only paid prostitutes for sex, he indulged in his diaper fetish. He was the pampered senator.
Like Whoopi.
Yes. They have a lot to talk about. In fact, he should go on The View. So on July 3rd, Wiener versus Vitter.
Can I just, before you break, can mm-hmm. I just give a plug? Because I heard you say that you will not be on next Sunday, which uh-huh. is so perfect. Because next Sunday, you can tune in and listen to me on the Desk Chicken Show. And
oh,
it will
tell.
Be on my link.
Say it, that again.
Desk Chicken Show. And I will be co-hosting and guesting. And we will be audio and video, which is going to be a lot of fun because I'm going to bring costume changes. And, you know, so that's perfect because he wasn't on this evening. And you won't be on next Sunday and he'll be on. So anybody who wants to catch us, you'll definitely have to.
Send me stuff and I'll
I will.
I'll
It'll
plug
be on
it.
My Facebook page. And anyone mm-hmm. who wants to follow me, it's Southern Jew, at Southern Jew on Twitter. Plug, 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 plug.
It's okay. It's worth it. It's all great. Okay. I have to thank the Flaming Lips for putting out this record that seems to be exclusively recorded for me. It's the Flaming Lips with Henry Rollins and Peaches. The entire album is the cover, a cover of the entire Dark Side of the Moon album by Pink Floyd. And I can't figure out which track to play to really represent it, so I'm just going to play the beginning. But it is my latest discovery, thanks to a recent visit with Lord Jesus. And it is fucking killer. If you don't like this track, you'll still like some of it. It's Flaming Lips at their best.
Flaming Lips, that's one hell of a urinary tract infection.
I know. I wonder what these guys went through when they... named the band.
Uh-huh.
And they go back. They're like from like the mid to late 80s.
Oh, I can't wait to
when they
that.
Started.
Cool.
But this is recent and they are covering Dark Side of the Moon. So this will play Speak to Me / Breathe.
I've been mad for fucking years. Absolutely years. Been over the edge for yonks. Working my buns off for
You heard the Chubbies doing I Am Sex.
That's appropriate.
It is. Before
Rev,
the Chubbies.
Do you have a Chubby right now?
I have since you, you walked in.
Do you want
in.
Me to put my feet in your lap?
Please do. And before the Chubbies, you heard the Sex Slaves doing 2 a.m.
My buds, Eric 13, Del Cheetah, and J-Bomb.
Storm Orphans did Sweet Leaf and started off with the Flaming Lips doing Speak to Me / Breathe from their album, from their CD that is entirely a cover of Dark Side of the Moon. And that's all we played for the second set because we have a wonderful guest. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight is Beauty and the Beat Off Part 2. We are ending 2 months celebration of National Masturbation Month, which is actually May. Returning in 2 weeks on July 3rd for the Wiener versus Vitter show. Don't miss that. And tonight is the return of Lolo. First time since the New Year show. And we were talking about masturbation. And you said there were things that you didn't tell us.
What else is there?
Well, let's see. All right. You were a teacher of masturbation
yes.
in your youth.
I started masturbating very, very early on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many young women out there remember Dawn dolls. They were kind of a miniature... You're laughing. Do you remember a Dawn doll? Do you remember
I remember hearing of it.
Okay. Well, they were kind of a smaller version of a Barbie.
Uh-huh.
So I love Dawn dolls. I collected them. And there were actually, I think, only 3 or 4 male dolls. And, of course, a lot of women. The women definitely outweighed the men in Dawnville. But, yeah, I used to act out sex scenes with my Dawn dolls and then proceed to lay on the floor in front of my dollhouse and masturbate. I was quite creative.
That's very creative. And that was effective?
It was very effective.
Okay.
I mean, you know, look, I was 8 years old. What else did I need but little action figures? My action figures were getting some action.
See, I needed your creativity.
What was the...
when I was watching Ginger and Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, was that your go-to gals? Who? Ginger or Marianne? Everybody loves Marianne.
It's sad to admit it, but it was both at the same time. I wanted to just...
Really?
I just wanted to go in that hut, you know, and face first. And
What about Mrs. Howe?
On a real horny night.
Okay.
All three of them. I think when they did that band thing, the honeybees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Well, something about you with masturbation and music backup girls, boy. I don't know. There seems to be a theme here.
Oh, yeah. When
Ike and Tina Turner and the, what were they called? The Ikeettes?
The Ikeettes.
My father loved her. He was so hot for her. Her and Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
They were his favorites. I'm sure they were his go-to gals.
Yeah. Raquel in the Magic Christian movie and 1 Million Years B.C.
And Raquel
like that.
Still looks rocking.
She does.
I mean, God, what great. Is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Will not age.
So we were talking about method.
Method, yes. I'm curious... Is a finger preferable, your own hands preferable to, like, a toy or...
Not anymore.
In your adult life?
Long, long, long gone. I mean, it was what was very interesting is I didn't actually get a vibrator up until about a year. I think it's been maybe a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had other, you know, I remember my first marriage... He went out and bought a dildo, but there's not much going on with that. I mean, there was a lot of rubbing it up against, you know, the clitoris, but nothing, you know,
nothing
who knew? Who knew? I, you know, when I first put a shower massage. Now, that's probably the best form of masturbation. Aside from being with a partner and masturbating with a partner, that's probably one of the most ultimate. Because you have that bond with, you know, with someone you care about, someone you're attracted to. And there's just something about turning on the other person and, you know, watching them get turned on and them watching you and them being turned on. There's something really exciting about that.
But yes, and the shower diversity massage, of experience.
Probably early on, we used to go to this local pool. It was a community. No, it wasn't a community pool. It was a paid pool in Northeast Philadelphia. And I discovered the Jets, I remember. And I remember really being really, really young. And I would always be hovering around the Jets. So that was kind of like a shower massage, you know, feel to it.
That's quite a blast. Coming out of those things,
I don't know. I was a horny little kid. I don't know what. I remember I couldn't wait to grow pubic hair. Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to get rid of it all, but but back then I just couldn't.
Funny
wait.
How that works.
I just could not wait to grow pubes.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was quite an active little child.
Okay, so, what is your preference now? The shower massage?
I don't have a shower massage in my personal bathroom, so I haven't used a shower massage in a very, very long time. But I call on my trusty little vibrator and sexting.
Okay. But does the vibrator have a name?
No. Okay. It's not a fancy pocket rocket or anything like that. You know, it's
Bob.
Just.
Battery operated boyfriend.
Prior to the vibrator, I was using a facial massager, like one of those with the had different attachments with the scrubbers. You have to get creative. I thought, you know what, this is really good. I have to get myself a vibrator. This is what all these women have been talking about.
Such creativity.
You gotta work with what you got.
That's creative and fantastic.
You scrounge around the house and, you know, you look for whatever with the vibrates.
Yeah. Somebody told me about a mashed potato concoction. I think
what?
It was like...
What?
There was somebody...
For a female or for a male?
For a man.
Oh.
It was like... I'm not sure if it was supposed to be in an inflatable or not, but it was supposed to make it... And they were supposed to be hot. Like, not real hot, but, you know, like, warm hot.
A baked potato?
No, mashed.
Mashed potato.
Like, hot. I guess, like, for the...
I would think you need
softness.
Something firm. I don't know. That does not make any sense to me.
Yeah, actually, you probably could fuck a baked potato.
Yeah.
But not a... You know, mashed, you're just kind of rubbing it around. like you're a painter. Or something.
I don't know. I haven't really been into the whole vegetable thing. Who needs vegetables?
Tell me you don't like cucumbers.
No. That's no different than the dildo. That did nothing for me. It was a double-sided dildo. I'll never forget. It was huge. And I often think, because I vaguely remember when I tossed it. Because I was cleaning my room one time, and I was just like, I was a lot younger. And I remember tossing it, and every now and then I think back to the double-sided dildo, and I think that it's laying somewhere in a landfill.
Well, we're going to find it.
That's a little strange that I have those thoughts, that I think back. There's a little bubble over my head with a picture of a double-sided dildo laying in a landfill.
And somewhere there's a happy animal or, you know, or an insect. Discovering it.
I think
it's well, why would you get a double headed dildo if I'm...
I don't know. He bought it. Maybe he was trying to tell me something.
He wanted you to be with another woman?
Oh, okay. I never thought of that.
Well, that's what they do in porn.
It's thinking, you know, he wanted...
They do like this
he
weird...
He wanted it doggy style.
No, what it means is it's like there's a kind of a crab soccer position. And two women are real close to each other, like facing each other, and then they get this double-headed dildo, and then they start like thrusting upwards. And,
right. If you did that, you'd really, really exercise. You'd really definitely have to practice those Kegel muscles.
The cardio.
Well, you have to hold it in, so I imagine you really have to squeeze tight.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Good muscle control, tightness.
I'd love to know how many people are listening to this right now and really, are they beating off right now?
I hope so. Are you beating off? And if not, ask yourself, what's preventing you?
Yeah, please,
you
know, Twitter
like
us.
Religious taboos or...
Is this beat off material?
Gender conditioning?
You know, I just recently saw an interview with Tatum O'Neill.
Uh-huh.
And you know, she said she does not masturbate. Because she, wait to hear why.
Why?
She's afraid that her adult children, because they're 20, her adult children will find out she masturbates.
And the problem
is... this is what I'm talking about, though. This is about... Women are just... They're so oppressed. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is, you know...
We have to
why we need Zestra on network television.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Your adult child.
They should want her to masturbate.
Do they know...
She's
not even having sex. If she has sex.
Well, she's afraid to masturbate. She's not going to, you know, bring home, you know, a friend with benefits or anything like that.
I'm sure they're aware their mother is capable of having sex. No?
Well, yeah. She did it at least twice.
But that just goes to show you, you know? And there are a lot of women out there. Like I said, there's no in-between. You're either promiscuous or you're a prude. You cannot be a female in this country and just be okay with your sexuality.
Which is... uber idiotic, because even if somebody was promiscuous, it's still like a weird Taliban kind of logic that's bad.
Well, no, women do. Women hate her. Women hate women. You know, she's a whore. She's a slut. You know, I mean, you can't win.
And internally conflicted men.
Right.
Like the Senator Vitter types.
Oh, I have a lot of those on my Facebook page.
Well, they're assholes.
I have tons of them.
And
these,
like, picture reporters, assholes, you know, to go after women's pictures and try to get them deleted and banned.
Oh, that happens to me on a daily basis. That's why I'm very careful anymore of what I even post.
Assholes.
But that'll be different once I get the website up and running.
Good, because I like your hot pictures.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it pisses me off if they have to disappear because of some, you know, inner conflicted, mentally ill kind of man.
They're definitely conflicted. I mean, it's obvious, you know. I had one today that was just, it was a young dude, too. I mean, he friended me and he just went off and just, it was just brutal. Doesn't bother me in the least. Sometimes it's entertainment, you know, passing the time. But he was really pissing me off because he was interrupting my gym time.
He's probably some douche who's like in his, you know, mom's basement in his Trekkie shirt, you know, and he's upset that all he can get is his consenting inflatable Sarah Palin doll.
I just
figured he sticks the holy beads in.
That he had fantasies of doing his mom, and because I was the age of his mother,
that it brought out his Oedipus complex.
Yeah, I think that was more like it.
Wow,
because he was fixated on my age. He was totally fixated on the fact that I was 46.
So he was having like a MILF fantasy, except
I think so.
Except it was like, it was MM MILF,
right?
Because it was like my mother,
right? And he was really conflicted by it. Yeah.
Oh, poor deranged man.
Yeah.
You know, well, fortunately, healthcare is going to provide psychotropic meds for people with these kinds of disorders, and well, maybe he'll someday be stabilized.
I just think we're too meted up as a country. It's too much.
Oh,
I mean, women, and that's another
can't
issue
argue that.
With women. I mean, you go to the doctor. Look, you have hormones that are racing. There's all kind of fluctuations that your body goes through. It's just, it's crazy. It's. I mean, I do not do any meds. And as someone who suffers with endometriosis, my hormones are raging. And I think that is, at 46, why I've become insatiably horny. Like, there are certain times of the month where I'm crazed. Like, it's funny. It's a shame I'm not in a relationship right now because they would really benefit from my hormones.
You'd be attacking all the time.
But since as far back as I can remember when my mother, I mean, when she was younger, the doctors, they don't go into hormone therapy. They don't say, oh, let's check your hormone levels. No, they just write a script. And, you know, there are a lot of crazy broads out there. There are a lot of fucked up broads. I mean, I know a lot of women.
We know a few.
Oh, my. And it's because of meds or, you know, and it's all they need to do is just get their hormones in check.
But maybe, is there like a natural or organic way?
I think there are. I'm not really, you know, I take a lot of supplements, but that's Suzanne Summers. She's doing amazing things with hormonal therapy and... But it's hard to find a doctor who specializes in that. But
because the insurance companies don't want to cover
it. But you know, I'd rather I just tweak things and that way I really know what's going on with my body because I don't take meds. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, write on a calendar. Okay, this day I was, you know, really sad, or if they label it depressed or whatever. And usually it's either a hormone. Fluctuation, or it's some sort of a circumstance. That it's something that's brought on by a circumstance. But first and foremost, it's usually hormones. And, you know, people should know that. People should understand that. If they weren't so pilled up on all kinds of meds, they'd be able to listen to their body and say, okay, this is why I'm so incredibly horny and I want to just, like, masturbate 24/7. I wonder how many calories I'm burning.
Yeah, that's... cardio.
Probably not as many as a man.
But, well, still, it's good exercise. It burns things up. I was wondering, with the hormonal thing and not wanting to do meds, a woman emailed me that that was another medicinal effect. I mean, she has real medical conditions or other real medical conditions. That she benefits by using pot.
Right.
And I was wondering if that also was advantageous for the hormonal issue.
Probably. Probably the pain, I would assume. I've never gotten high, so I don't know. But I would assume for the pain, because isn't that, you know, a lot of people have diseases that have a lot of pain. They usually are prescribed marijuana, right?
Yeah. It's good for pain. It's good for cross-reactions. Like for AIDS or cancer treatments.
Right.
It's good for depression.
And isn't it also good for, like if you're sick to your stomach or nausea?
Yeah.
See, depression, I would totally argue. I would not do pot for depression. I would not mess with that at all.
Not as a self-med. The people with AIDS.
Oh, okay. I thought you said depression.
From a social work job. One of my social work jobs. They thought, you know, one guy in particular... that I'm thinking of was saying that the cross reactions from his meds, and you wouldn't believe the fucking meds, like 30 of them.
Cocktail.
You know, yeah.
This is what I'm saying, yeah.
And so the cross reactions, the nausea and the depression, he felt he was benefiting from medicinal pot. And this was in Philadelphia, so it was like underground buyers club.
Right.
And he felt a difference.
Really?
In each of those categories. So I think if it's like medical-induced depression and not just, you know, you're a person walking around with mental health issues.
Well, yeah, but then again, you're just putting another Band-Aid on it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just...
Well, it's a euphoria. And,
yeah.
You know, and so if a person was chronically depressed, I'm not saying that it's, you know, like a first call... necessarily, but there is the potential, you know, to smooth out mental anguish. The problem
is... Everybody's depressed these days.
It's a lot.
Everybody's got depression.
And, well, the...
They just need to masturbate more. How about somebody prescribe that? Masturbation. My former doctor, he actually told my 70-year-old manager, they're like surrogate parents to me, he came right out, I couldn't believe it, and he said, you need to have sex more, as if he knew whether or not they were having sex, but I was shocked that he said it. But no, I mean, masturbation can cure a lot. I mean, it relaxes you.
Yeah.
I know for me, now that I don't have my business, I'm so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was and just very tense and uptight. Well, you didn't know me then. I mean,
well,
when I was in Bob.
Show.
Even then, no. I don't
you were,
think I,
you
did
were
I
about to quit.
Yeah. I just closed it. Mm-hmm. And it's up for sale now if anybody wants it. Beautiful, large, full-service day spots up for sale or lease. But, yeah, anyway, that created tremendous amounts of stress. And I could not have sex. I mean, I was jumpy and uptight. And so I don't know. Maybe that has a lot to do with my latest, desire.
Oh, could be. And it's also a life change.
I have other stresses, though. So, you know, one take. But, yeah. I do believe it's hormonal. Because, like I said, I can mark it on the calendar like clockwork. That, you know, come certain time. And it's more than one time of the month. You know, there's ovulation periods. There's, you know, right before, right after. And it's just, it's crazy. You know, it's like I said, it's a shame. I really miss my sexting partner. If you're out there and you're listening...
Yeah, what's the matter with you? You've been negligent.
Which, actually, he was the very first uncircumcised man I was ever with.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had
what was
a really,
that like?
When I was really young, I remember we had a family friend, and my brother and I, we didn't learn to drive until we were a lot later in life. And so we'd always try to, you know, bum rides off of people. And there was a friend of the family that was a little odd, and he took us around here and there. And I remember he was driving me up to Penn State to see my boyfriend at the time. I think I was like 16, and I looked in I looked in his glove compartment, and I'll tell you, I'll never snoop again. I am not a snooper. I do not snoop. Even when I should be snooping, I don't. So this must have cured me. And I remember these pictures fell out, and they were pictures of his dick, and it was uncircumcised. And I just remember it being, it just was so traumatizing.
Did you scream?
I was like, what is this? Because, you know, I had seen a penis before, God knows, and I was like, ugh, you know? And then recently, because I'm a fan of the Stern Show, there's a guy on there who works for Stern. His name's Sal. And you know, they always show his uncircumcised penis, you know? Uh-huh. So it's kind of gross. But, I'd never experienced this. So I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't realize it until we were actually involved.
They actually made a guy.
But I have to tell you, it was by far the best intercourse.
Really?
That I've had. If that makes sense. If you know what I mean by intercourse. Mm. Like, not just, like, overall sexual experience, like, where you're just doing anything and everything, but the actual act of intercourse.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of a suction effect.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but...
Like an alien.
Yeah, exactly, or a squid.
It could be. Now, that's a National Geographic show that needs to happen. Actually, it has happened in porn, in my series. I don't even remember what it's called, but it's like really old men and young women, which is like now a million of them. But they had this guy, I think he's like a Russian guy.
Uh-huh.
And they actually had a guy like this in that porn tape. It was like a compilation. And it looked weird, and it looked like it was freaking the woman out.
Right.
You know, that he was so unusual.
Right.
With this, yeah, kind of like a, you know, nuclear silo kind of penis.
I think there's some sort of a taboo among men. I don't think they're comfortable with it, the men that are uncut. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know any men that are uncut? I should ask, are you uncut?
No.
Okay.
I have a normal dick.
Okay, but... normal dick. Now, that's not fair.
Well,
normal. What is normal?
That's right. Normal is subjective. Well, I have a dick as I understand a dick to be.
Okay. A circumcised penis.
But, well, I don't know. I mean, if I have a friend who was raised Jewish.
Right.
And even though he's not, he, like all of my original crew, doesn't really self-identify with the religion of his upbringing, but he
I'm getting a phone call. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm on air, people. Stop texting me and calling me. I know. I'm on air. What part of that do we not understand? I'm sorry. Go ahead with your story.
But we never...
Maybe it's someone trying to sext me.
I'll fill the void.
He wants to be in show business.
Yes. Now you're going to be in demand.
Good. I'm sorry.
You unearthed the can of worms.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is it can't just be a complete stranger. I Twittered something about sexting, and somebody sends me this website where it's this great sexting site. It's like, I don't want to sext a complete stranger. That's no fun. I've got to, know the person and like the person and being attracted to the person.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were going to do that, you may as well fuck a stranger, okay.
But I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got a really crazy story. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not that funny. And I just never
forget. Go for it.
The BlackBerry, it's very dangerous, especially, I get my Twitter notifications. I get my Facebook notifications. And one day I went for a walk. And, it was early in the morning, and somebody happened to post something on my Facebook page, and I went to comment on it, and somehow or other, the cut and paste function on the BlackBerry was active, and I cut and pasted part of my sexting session onto a Facebook comment on my page. You never saw someone run so freaking fast up the hill because you can't delete it on your phone. Like, that function doesn't work. I bolted so fast. I did sprints up the street. And it's such a shame because I felt so bad because this particular person, I'm sure he has sex, but he's very, very religious. And I was like, oh, my God. So I deleted the comment. And I know he's listening. And I deleted
and
the comment.
The
but
power.
Get this. But you know how sometimes you can disable it? It went to him in an email. So, later on that day, I get this email from him. Lois, I got the strangest email from him. And, I mean, we're talking explicit. Because I get, I love dirty talk, too. And I get really, really dirty. And this was so explicit. I wish I could remember what it was. I was like, oh, Facebook's acting really strange. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll never forget.
Yeah, those anti-privacy people.
I will never post on Facebook again unless I'm at my house if I've been sexting the night before.
That is a great story. Yes, and he was probably internally conflicted because, a part of him is saying, I am a man of God and blah, blah, blah. And then another part of him saying, I'm so horny and I'm so into Lois that, it's like I'm about to explode. But it's funny that became, semi-public.
Thank God no one else saw. I got home just in time. I was only about a block away from my house, but boy, did I sprint. I mean, I bolted.
All right, we're killing the third set. And, but would you like to join me in Asshole of the Week?
Sure.
Okay. Do you still make fart sounds with your mouth?
I actually thought I was going to have to fart earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
You can give us a real fart?
Maybe not right now.
Okay. But otherwise.
But I'll try. I mean, it might come on again. Okay, wait a minute.
That's great. First, we need Dr. Laura Hoare for a minute.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of my efforts, bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for...
Sorry.
No, that's
that
great.
Was a burp.
Do that again.
I don't know if I can. I don't. That was real. I didn't bring it on.
I know. That was a spontaneous belch from Lolo. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have runners-ups as well. You can do it. Wait, do you want to make fart sounds? Little fart sounds with your mouth?
I actually think the last time I was having sexual relations with someone in the morning, I may have let a little pop go.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope he appreciated it.
I'm hoping he didn't hear it, but I don't think he would have cared.
No, it's just a part of it all. I know, she's trying to belch. But, okay. Sunday, June 19th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. The first runner-up is the Wisconsin Legislature for their uphold and Supreme Court. State Supreme Court for upholding their union busting and working people fucking legislation. Wisconsin Legislature and State Supreme Court who upheld the laws. Runner up to Asshole of the Week. And the second runner up to Asshole of the Week is the New Jersey Legislature for two reasons. One, attacking the pensions and health care of public employees. And now, it's not a done deal so far, going after the least among us, attacking Medicaid and trying to eliminate it or severely damage it. The New Jersey legislature under that fat hog, Chris Christie, who, and I like a lot of fat people, but Chris Christie is the large man in the restaurant scene in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life film. All right. The New Jersey legislature, both parties, but especially the Republicans, were attacking workers' rights and Medicaid. And that means that we need a very special recipient. Someone, hey, we need the fart sounds. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
All right, that's better. Do you want to make a fart sound?
I can't. It won't come on now.
You can't. Can you do the real one?
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant real. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm all about realism.
No, I mean, you're welcome to fart, but... Lolo is farting for us. And that means that we need a very special recipient.
Where's my gas when I need it?
somebody who can outshine even the two runner-ups. Tonight, our special recipient is the Orlando, Florida Police Department. The Orlando, Florida Police Department has been repeatedly busting a group of people called Food Not Bombs who feed homeless and hungry people.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And they bust these people for feeding the hungry. And in the latest YouTube videos, and we linked it on the update from today at ReverendBookburn.com, they took food out of hungry children's mouths and busted all the Food Not Bombs people.
I bet they're proud of themselves.
Yes, they're so proud of themselves. You know, they ignored all of the real crime in Orlando so they could send a couple of police vans to go and bust Food Not Bombs.
Now, where's that episode of Cops?
Yeah, right. Instead of showing like these lovable, teddy bear guys. You know, so Orlando Police Department, you are assholes of the week. All right, time to kill the fart sounds. And thank you for burping and farting.
I did my best.
You heard me.
Burps were real, farts were fake. I'll do better next time.
Oh, you heard nothing. You heard Ms. Terry from Radio. Blah, blah, blah. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Horde 2009 version, and then we didn't play the third set of tunes because we were just having too much fun. And no, more is better. Don't put your hand over your mouth. Yeah, you are free. You are uncensored.
I could queef for you.
You can what?
I could queef for you.
What's that?
You know what a queef is.
Remind me.
A pussy fart.
Really?
I know if my mother's listening, she's going, oh, God, Lois. That happened to me at an early age, too. I was exercising.
Can you try?
I was doing those.
Put the microphone
No, you know what?
There.
I have to pee.
Oh,
and so I'll end up twiddling, and I don't want to ruin my pretty white dress. But I, you know, I'm pretty damn good at that.
All right, next show.
I could probably shoot things from my vagina if I tried.
Really?
I'm sure I could.
The only one I ever saw do that was Wendy O. Williams.
Yeah.
Before she was into plasmatics. Mm-hmm. She was into 70s porn. It was either Candy Goes to Hollywood or the other
what
Candy one.
What did she shoot?
Like these things that look like ping pong balls.
Ping pong ball, yeah.
And, but, I mean, it was like rocket launched.
Yeah, one of the dancers my mother worked with years ago at the truck, that was part of her act, and I remember she'd play the flute, and she'd shoot ping pong balls, and she'd put out like a candle, so she had all kinds of
tricks. I'm impressed. Mom. Very impressed.
Yeah, we had all kinds of interesting people visiting the house.
Okay, next show, maybe you'll give us a pussy fart.
Do you remember Morgana?
No.
Baseball's Kissing Bandit.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She was
yeah.
my pen pal.
Really?
Yeah. I had quite a childhood, huh?
You sure did. Well, tonight's show was dedicated to in memory of Lolo's father, who was a broadcaster and a great person. And someday, you said before, you were going to have his stuff on CD or some stuff.
I'm hoping. You know, he saved everything, and everything was put away, but it went missing through the years, and I don't know. My mother seems to think she gave it to this one or that one, and the wonderful people over at the Broadcast Pioneers, I'm actually a member there, Jerry Wilkinson, he's a very sweet man, and he archives a lot of things, and he told me he has, I think, video, maybe audio, maybe just audio, I'm not sure, but the story of Marvin Burak. So I don't know who put that together or what year it was, but problem is it's not labeled. And as you might imagine, I mean, he archives thousands and thousands and thousands of different material from photos,
so you have to
recordings, video, audio. So it would be next to, unless he happens to stumble upon it, you know, looking for something else. But yeah, my dad, I mean, he, I remember when Reagan became president, he was so proud because he had interviewed Ronald Reagan during his time on the radio before he was president, obviously, when he was an actor. And I remember him setting the recording and the speaker up facing the window so people could hear that he interviewed Ronald Reagan, who is now our president. It was kind of cool.
Did he have his old General Electric nuclear warhead dildo in his ass?
I don't know.
Or did he forget it?
He interviewed Malcolm X. I mean, it's really. I mean, there's so many people. He was considered. My dad was considered a radical late in life. He was a socialist, a self-described socialist, and you know, it caused us a lot of trouble in the 60s. You know, I was born in 65, so. Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of shit.
Oh, tons and tons of shit. But you know what? I look at it this way. You know, that was all for a reason, and the reason was to put me on air and to finally bring some provocative. A provocative female voice to radio. I think it's important. I'm not talking Wendy Williams, who, you know, who'll just call out, you know, anybody she thinks is in the closet or dish celebrities. I mean, you know, talking comfortably about our sexuality and about our periods and about our gas and, you know, just and dating. You know, now I'm on Match.com and women are crazy and men are crazy and they're all carrying baggage. I mean, I have such stories I could tell. You know, I really think, you know, men, you know how they say women look for bad boys and they look for damaged men. I really believe that men look for damaged women. I totally believe that.
Is that the Match guys you're referring
just
to?
Just in general. I find that, you know, they look for this idea and a lot of the men that I meet, it seems like, for example, I know someone who was in a relationship and it was a horrible relationship for him. It's sad. And I mean, the girl was a little off of a rocker. I felt bad for her. I mean, she had issues growing up. She was completely out of her mind. And naturally, I mean, he stuck with it. And he really loved her. And, you know, I tried to fix him up with a relative of mine who is stable, well established, beautiful girl, talented. And, you know, and he's not over the other one and he's not dating, all this bullshit. I'm just like, you know what? I think he's looking for another damaged gal. I'm convinced.
Oh, very possible. Because people are conditioned and self-conditioned to want to be miserable.
That's true.
You know, so if they're used
totally
to being unhappy.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's so common. And, like, if you wanted to write on your own walls, one of the things you should write on your wall so you see it every day is it's okay to be okay. I've told that to a friend of mine recently. You know, it's like, stop waiting for this big bomb to go off, you know, or, you know, some disaster. With everybody, you know, you meet, with every potential situation.
Oh, that happens too. But for men, I just think they want to rescue. I think they're confused where their place is in society now with women, because women have sometimes better jobs than they do, or, you
that
know.
That shouldn't matter.
It does, though. Mm. It really does. And, you know, I think that they need to feel like they know their place. And I think if they hook up with someone who's damaged, then they can, you know.
They're the rescuer.
Yeah, they're the rescue. But that only lasts so long because, you know what? You really have to have your ducks in order. Like, I've tried fixing up couples before because I think I'm quite the matchmaker. And aside from their psychological baggage, I think, you know, they would have been a match made in heaven. But a lot of them just don't have their ducks. I mean, I recently tried to fix up a couple and they're such a perfect match and they were getting along great. But I had no idea that the woman was actually living with someone an ex-boyfriend. So I just said, you know, look, you have to, if you really love this guy, you have to get rid of the, you know, like,
the ex.
But she didn't want to get rid of the ex until she felt secure. Well, what's the poor dude that, you know, like, what's he going to feel? Like, no man is going to tolerate that. I mean, yeah, oh, you're living with your ex? Excuse me. Like, oh, no, nothing happens. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not saying anything happened, but the man isn't going to believe. I mean, you know, it's just, it was a crazy situation.
Right.
So I just think, you know, there are a lot of really screwed up male and female. You know, I'm equal opportunist when it comes to diagnosing females.
You're right.
I'll call it like it is. I'll call it like it is. You know, I see on Facebook people, oh, well, men do this and women do that. I'm like, no. It's pretty equal. Y'all bring your same old freaking baggage to the table. And, you know, it's like you said, they're waiting for bombs to go off and just enjoy the freaking moment and let go. And, you know, don't be worried that she's going to be like your ex. And don't be worried that, I mean, it gives me a headache.
Yeah. When you're not living it, when you're hearing somebody else saying all this shit, then it's like you can look at it non-emotionally and say, lose that ridiculous conditioning, you know, and lose this self-destructive way of thinking where it's like, oh, yeah, any minute now, they're either going to be my soulmate or my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, oh my God, I completely forgot my train of thought. I'm sorry. I'm paying attention to my Facebook page. I'm getting emails and I'm like paying attention.
They're looking at the hot pictures of you at Volta Radio.
Well, at least I know we have an audience out there, which is awesome. Thank you everyone for listening. It's been fun. I hope I get to do it again and again. And let me plug it again. I see he just posted it on my Facebook page. If you don't mind, Rev, since you're not going to be on air next week, I will be on the Desk Chicken show.
How does one get to that?
You could just go onto my Facebook link. Mm-hmm. And I think it's through BrickHouseRadioLive.com or something, Stickum.com. So, go on to my link. And again, the wonderful, fabulous Doc Ivan, he creates so much art for me. I love him. It's so creative. And like the poster, you know, that we mentioned earlier,
it's beautiful.
Beauty and the Beat Off that he created for me. But go on to my Facebook page and you'll find a link, and you can also friend Desk Chicken. Obviously he's a great guy. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to
make sure he and I connect.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Sure. I'm sure he's probably listening right now, or he better be, but,
love this poster, this color.
I'll be
poster.
Spanking the chicken or no, what is choking. I'm sorry. I'll be choking. I was never good at saying this. I'll be choking the chicken next weekend. Next Sunday at 6 p.m. I'll be choking the chicken on the desk chicken show.
But you heard it here first.
But what's really going to be cool is it's going to be video and audio. So I'm going to make sure, you know, I bring my A game, and, you know, I pack a lot of my favorite push-up, Victoria's Secret push-up bras and
you're going to slay.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're going to slay.
I'm going to have costume changes. He's probably hearing that for the first time because I didn't tell him that I was going to surprise him with that. But it's show business, you know? You have to.
Hey.
I'm like, you know, old-time show business. I believe in.
As soon as they see you, they will go out of their minds.
Oh, I don't know. He has a tough audience. There's a tough crowd. They'll probably beat me up a bit, but, you know, hey, I can take it.
Oh, they better not.
You know, when you're 11 years old and you're walking through elementary school and they're mm-hmm. threatening to set your hair on fire and calling you a dirty Jew, you know, it kind of prepares you for anything. So, you know, if he's got a tough audience, so be it. Bring it on.
You know, it is. They're probably people who have a need to bully and beat up.
Right.
You know, they're assholes.
Well, again, you know, like they have a secret fetish that, you know, like they're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hard on, so to speak, for me. So.
Yeah. But simultaneous with that is they have a kind of a derangement, you know, where it's like they always, you know, you could get whoever the hottest is.
See, you're
nowadays.
You're the professional, so you definitely could tell it like it is. This is what you do for a living, so hey, let them have it.
I'm a social worker. Yes, you Let's have.
We'll have a segment on the show where we'll diagnose all the wackos that call in
yes,
and harass
the picture flaggers and reporters. You know, and these bully types who, it could be anybody. It could be Pamela Anderson. Well, they probably would beat her up anyway. You know, somebody.
Yeah, they'd say like she hit the wall.
Or the newest hottie.
Yeah, whoever the newest hottie is.
And then, oh, she looks like Mr. Potato Head.
Right.
You know, and,
meanwhile, they're whacking off.
Yeah.
They're beating off to her.
Right, they're closet wankers.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, spanking the chicken.
That
Thank
was
you.
A little burp.
Yeah. That was okay.
Just a little. Yeah. I'm not really feeling a big one tonight. Well, I don't really have anything in my stomach, so.
Yeah.
You know, cum has calories in it?
No.
Yeah, I was doing some research for the.
Is it points on Weight Watchers?
Yeah. I don't know how much fat it has. Like, they always say it's protein. I just always thought that was a joke. But no, I think like 7 to 10 calories per teaspoon, I think I read. I'm really upset. I'm going to have to rethink the whole swallowing thing.
Very upset. If you're weight watching, although you don't need to, but although you think you do, but
I mean, you
know, really
no,
don't.
I'm all about that's what look my blog and soon to be website, Athletically Voluptuous. I'm about, you know, I've always said this. Look, I met Kelly Ripa in person, and she is the tiniest, skinniest little thing. Mm-hmm. And my body just will not go there. I mean, you know, even if somebody locked me in, you know, a closet somewhere and didn't feed me for 100 days, it's just my body is not going to go there. But
it's a myth that's what men want.
Oh no, I totally agree because, that men don't want that.
You know, it's like if you had
most,
like some 80-pound,
mm-hmm.
yeah, most like the norm. You have like the 80-pound mm-hmm. starvation, mm-hmm. you know, model
Emaciated.
Or whatever mm-hmm. that, you know, that these shitheads, you know, from the fashion industry or modeling industry think they need to put out there. And it's like,
well, they do that because the clothes, it's like mm-hmm. they say, they're
to sell the clothes.
It's on a coat hanger. I mean, basically they, you know.
But I can tell you two big reasons why most men would not even be responsive to that. You know,
no, I agree.
We like breasts. We like
some. I mean,
and we
some
like
don't.
Fullness.
Right.
You know, it's
some
like
don't.
You know, it. You know, if you really were hungry and starving, you know, we would feed you. But
thanks.
But in terms of like attraction,
I agree personally that I do not like the waif look, and mm-hmm. I also don't look like the over muscular look, which. I am just now coming down from because I worked out with two trainers mm-hmm. who I made very clear that I did not want to lift a lot of weight, and I really started to bulk up. I mean, I'm only 5'4". Now, most people don't realize that because I'm always in like 3-4 inch heels, except for when I'm at the gym because I love my heels. Oh, I did change my shoes, everyone. Yeah, yeah. If you don't mind, describe the pumps.
They're great.
Describe them, please.
First of all, the first shoes... Could have been worn by Kiss.
We posted them.
Oh, yeah.
So.
They're on the
Now, I have my leg up
pictures.
On the console,
right.
people.
So, it's silver, a little Dorothy-ish from Wizard of Oz. But then there's, like, the big heel.
How high?
Oh. Good.
Are you that big?
6 inches. That's a thinner version of my member.
Okay.
There. And then there's like a kind of a platformy
yeah.
bottom, you know, under the toe as well.
Rounded toe. I love my shoes. Love, 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 love shoes. I'll tell you, if I meet a man, he does not have to be rich. Just keep me in footwear and lotion and I will be happy.
That's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He loves my feet.
Yeah.
Are you into the stinky feet? Because they're probably a little stinky now. They've been hidden in this pump.
Doesn't matter.
I know you really enjoyed the foot fetish blogs.
You slayed with that. And I wasn't the only one.
Oh, really? Did you get feet? Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us. Come on.
Yeah. There were other perverts besides me.
Now, why do you say perverts?
Well, not perverts, but, you know, people who were responsive to that. I should just say people who freely, you know, came to grips, so to speak, you know, with their own sexuality and desires. And
one of the most popular fetishes.
Well, and
don't you think?
Yours was great. You know, the delivery, the wording.
See, I wasn't crazy about my delivery. Because, honestly, while I was reading it off my computer, you know, in my peripheral vision, I could kind of see you and the and I'm thinking, I wonder what's going on under that console.
I bet he's touching his Johnson.
So I was like, you know, getting that. Maybe we should have done that for the masturbation show.
It's all good. Well, it was New Year, so it was bringing in a new year.
Okay, bringing in a new year. I kicked in a new year with my feet.
And in a delicious way, I must say.
I mean, look, fetishes are fine. You know, it's not, I'm not uptight like that. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Well, the thing is, everybody has them inside, underneath all the crap conditioning. You know, everybody likes their feet rubbed. Everybody likes massages.
I love foot rubs.
And
I cannot get a good foot rub. Even the foot fetish guy, he promised me foot rubs. Oh, I was going to have constant foot rubs. There was no rubbing of the feet. That lasted about a minute and a half. Not even. Not even. That lasted about 30 seconds. And it was on to business.
That's most men.
Yeah, but you know what? You want... Look, I love... There's nothing better in the world than a foot rub. Totally relaxes me.
That's the best thing?
And I, you know, I performed.
That's
amazing. You know, I held up my end of the deal. And I did not get foot rubs. So even for those gals out there that think you're going to get foot rubs from a foot fetish, forget it. It's not going to happen.
No, it needs to be a person who loves to massage and give pleasure.
Right.
Which is going to be
somebody
the same
who's
person.
Somebody who's not selfish.
Right.
Good luck.
Somebody who likes to perform orally. Somebody who likes massaging and giving and loves. I mean, nothing is better than the response you get.
I see. That's the way I feel.
You know, that's...
Yeah. When, and you know...
Makes your head explode.
Where I have no problem with the man satisfying himself or being satisfied first, because that to me is the ultimate turn on. But, you know, there are a lot of selfish lovers out there. A lot of men just think, I'm so good at licking pussy. And that just, you know, that to me is not a turn. I've had men tell me that, like, by the third date.
That they're good at eating.
Yeah, I don't know why they're bragging about it, but, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm great at blowjobs. You know, I just, how are you? Yeah, that'll be on my Match.com headline.
What's your name again?
I love to do blowjobs. Hi, my name's BJ. You know, I don't get it. I think, you know, I don't know what to impress. But.
I think that's to sell themselves. It's like, oh, well, she'll want to be with me because most guys don't eat pussy.
But somebody needs to tell them it's not that big of a deal.
Well, and also they're probably lying.
You know, but no, I don't think it's that they're lying. I just think that every man thinks they're good at it, right? I mean, who's going to say they might say I don't like to do it, but they're not going to say I suck at it.
Yeah, that's just it. I think a lot of men don't like to do it based on what women say.
Oh, I thought you meant based on, like, the locker room talk, the male locker room talk.
Well, that too. I had a brief hiatus way back when, burned out on social worky, you know, giving kind of jobs, service jobs, and so I was in a warehouse, true story, you know, for about 2 years with a bunch of dudes.
I bet you enjoyed that conversation.
At first I did. At first I thought, I don't have to think, I don't have to feel, you know, I'm just another lunghead. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, all of them acted like it was the grossest thing in the world.
They would never ever do it.
And I totally thought, love eating pussy. You know, and
I think most men don't like it.
They looked at me like I was from Mars. Every race, the guys of every race looked at me.
I think it's like a recent trend.
What?
I think it's a recent trend that men think that that's what we die for. I really do believe that. And that's why I think deep down they really don't like it. And I think that it's a recent trend.
Okay.
I did date a man that was like heavily into ass play. Like heavy, heavy.
Uh-huh.
And at first I thought I wouldn't enjoy it because it's just like, you know, you think, oh, you might be dirty back there. You're, you know, you're self-conscious, and, you know.
Yeah, but real concerns.
Yeah, you know, and because you don't really feel sexy when you feel like there's duty in your ass, you know.
Right.
At least I wouldn't. But
no, you need to shower.
Yeah, but, you know, this particular person, I mean, he made me feel so comfortable with myself. I think that has a lot to do with it, too. That it was one of the better, it was one of the most best. You know, it's really interesting, like, since I've been single in my 40s, I've had very few, but the experiences that I have had were probably some of my best. Maybe that has something to do with my age. I don't know.
Maybe.
Being comfortable with myself.
Like a stage of life, yes, more self-confident. Yeah. And probably less inhibited, you know, because you've gone for years
And that's making another reason rules. Why I really want to empower women, on, you know, and be on the radio. Because, you know how people say, oh, women talk just as dirty or dirtier than men. That's not true. I didn't have any girlfriends. And the few times that I started talking, you know, pretty open about my sex life, they, you could just hear like a pin drop. Like there would just be a dead weight. Just like, and then, oh, you know, okay. And then, but they wouldn't really reciprocate with any story. So I've never found that to be true. I mean, maybe, you know, my circle of friends just aren't that vocal. But I feel like, you know, this, we need to sit around and talk about this. So,
yes.
You know, it's, and it's, you know, you're not going to be able to do that on, you know, regular terrestrial AM, FM radio, I would imagine. You'd get bleeped every 5 minutes.
They would can the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, hopefully the powers that be will, you know, make it happen for me. Because I'd love to bridge the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah Winfrey and be that, you know.
No small gap.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my tits are big enough.
That they will bridge any gap.
Yeah, I want to bridge that gap.
God, don't care.
I want to bridge that gap between promiscuous and being a prude. I really think I'm the woman to do it because, you know, I'm, you know, look, I'm spiritual, very much like Oprah, and I could be very provocative like Stern, and I'm very open. And like I said, you know, I've been primed for this my entire life. You know, when I was a little girl walking my way to elementary school because my mother was a dancer, and when the little kids in the neighborhood got wind of it, you know, it was dan-dan-dan, dan-dan-dan. So this is, you know, this was as a small young child. So you know what? Bring it on. And, you know, with some of the haters that I have, like emails that I get sent or posts to my blog or whatever, it really is interesting to me because they are hyper-focused on what I say. They have no reading comprehension. Like, they really misinterpret what I'm, where I'm going. But it really is interesting how they're so hyper-focused on every word. So I say, hey, you know what? I've got a fan. Let's start a whole new fan club of haters.
The truth is you really do have a fan.
I'm in good company.
Because well, these are mentally ill people, but but if they were not.
Mentally ill people.
They are. But if they weren't.
I love the mentally ill.
They wouldn't go, me too. I was literally with one, but we won't even.
Some people don't. Here's the thing, Rep. Some people do not like it when you put your business out. And you know what? I'm in good company because I've seen interviews with celebrities just recently, Wynonna Judd.
Who are with nuts.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, she said that a lot of the people walk up to her, and you've heard this, a lot of celebrities, they walk up to her in airports and say, why do you got to put all your business out on television? You know, I don't get that. Because you know what? Growing up, I was a nail technician, and I would sit and talk to my clients about that. I was a young kid. I was 15 when I started. So, you know, I didn't know from therapy. Nobody put me into therapy or anything, and I didn't know any better. And I would just talk to my clients, and it had to be some of the best therapy that money can buy. Well, I was getting paid to do nails, but it's something that's, you know, so what better place to do it on the radio and bring other people in and, you know.
Of course.
It's providing a service, public service.
The key is losing the conditioning that you were brought up with in this culture, not even necessarily in, you know, in your house,
right,
you know, or family or whatever, but to lose the conditioning, and that's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The societal value systems, the gender roles, the religious value systems and belief systems, the sexual guilt, all of that shit. Because if you look at what a rational and not insane person would do, you would not go to a site that you hate. You know, like if somebody was into puke, you know, vomit as a pleasure, you know, or eating it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, to me, that's gross. And so I would not choose to spend my time out when I'm not at work.
Here's what I
looking at pictures of puke eaters.
Here's the way I look at it. Some people are just angry. They're just very angry. They have a lot of anger. And when you're an angry person, you know, sometimes you can take it out on your boss. Sometimes you can take it out on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have to project that anger onto who happens to, you know,
whoever is in their sights.
Yeah, who's ever in their sights, or for whatever reason, you know, maybe there's frustration there for some reason. You know, maybe I reminded them of someone. Maybe they wish they could
As
expressive as I am. Maybe they don't like my hair. Maybe they do like my hair and they're jealous of it. Who the hell? You know, but I think it just boils down to they're angry and they're really unhappy with themselves. That's why I find it really funny, because they're trying to hurt me with a email or a post. And in reality, I look back at that person and immediately I diagnose it as someone.
But they're also attracted to you.
Yeah.
Because that's the internal conflict.
Right.
Yeah. It's
there's
like the clergy and congressmen. It's like, I hate sex. I want to ban it. I want to fuck everybody's rights up. But I also want to get out, you know, and see my mistress or my sex worker from the DC madam, like Senator Vitter.
Right.
You know, and all that. You know, I want to leave my Christian supremacy at night and go out and pursue the heights of pleasure and the heights of sexual expression. So the pendulum swings wildly.
I really wish that our politicians didn't have to be asexual. It's really bugging the shit out of me. You know, because as I mentioned earlier, how stressed I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Like, they need a release. I don't really give a fuck. Sorry. Well, not that I have to. I really don't care if...
You can say give a fuck.
I really don't give a fuck if our senators or whoever are sexting. That's between him and his wife. I don't know how you feel. And like I said, I don't really get political, but because this is topical, I don't give a... I think they need a release. It's good to see that they're human. And I feel bad for his wife.
Right.
But you know what? Maybe if her ass was sexting with him, she's up there with Hillary, who I adore and I love. I wish she would have been our president. But she, you know, she's probably working her ass off, completely stressed out. She needs a little bit of sexting. You know, I don't know what their issues are. We're not in their home. We don't know if it was arranged marriage or if they're even attracted to each other or what the hell. Or is it a political issue?
It's a class marriage.
Right, but that's their business. You know, so okay, he was stupid enough to do it and he got caught. But, you know, I think the media is making way too much out of this.
Well, they're making too much out of it. And also, they're making it more relevant than it is.
Right, exactly.
I think it's relevant if a guy is like David Vitter,
mm-hmm.
who says, I want to tell you what you can and cannot do. I want to tell you
sort of like
no birth control, no abortion, no sex, no toys, no choosing your
videos. Who was the one who was against gay rights and came out gay? Oh,
Pastor Ted Haggard.
Right. So, yeah, that I totally agree with that because it's totally hypocritical. But
exactly. He led the Bush crusade of 2004,
yeah.
Got all the religious shitheads to vote for Bush.
But see, don't you think if they were allowed to
based
be...
Based on hate.
Don't you think that if they were allowed to be authentic,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't held to these like high standards where they had to be asexual, that they wouldn't be forced to be hypocrites, maybe? I mean, maybe if it was all right to admit that you masturbate and that you sext and you take naughty pictures of yourself, like, don't you think if you could do that, maybe then they wouldn't be such hypocrites?
Well, it would be logical.
Yeah.
But they have this fundraising gravy train that says, I am a moral crusader, and I am going to clean up Hollywood and Las Vegas.
This is where politics makes my head explode.
New York.
I can't get in all. This is where it makes my head explode. It's just...
Well, yeah, they're the ultimate, you know, wingdings of the human population. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for
Unless
having me.
Unless that's presumptuous.
Not at all. It was a pleasure. It was fun. I hope everyone enjoyed listening. And if I could very quickly, again, I want to plug darkbrain.com, where you will hear me as many, many characters. Look out for Church of One. And Locked Out, but Church of One. Remember the scene where I seduced Tabitha Stevens? And also I want to throw a shout out to the people at Zestra because they were very, very kind to me. And I really believe in their product and I believe in their mission. And I love and adore Doc Ivan Graphics because he is just been a wonderful support to me. And he does insane graphics. Like they're awesome. So I want to thank him. And I want to remind everybody to go to my Facebook page and click on the link to listen to me next week at the Desk Chicken Show, where you will be able to see and listen to me. And follow me on Twitter at Southern Jew.
One word.
Yes, at Southern Jew.
Thank you so much, and please come again.
I hope we gave a lot of people some beat-off material this evening.
You beat off all of the book burners tonight, I can tell you in advance. And we will be back in 2 weeks for Wiener versus Vitter. And we're going to have fun with it. We're not just going to, you know, deal with the real issues and hypocrisy and all that. Okay. So on July 3rd, Wiener versus Vitter in 2 weeks. And that is the next show. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, where they do not allow Rev or Reverend to be a first name. The Rev, as one word. The Rev, last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, there is a link to Pages, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. The show will be uploaded and available at all times, permanently archived at Radio For All. Radio4all.net, thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, R.I.P., Larry Wildman Fisher, and Clarence Big Man Clemens. We are dedicating tonight's show, we have dedicated tonight's show since it's past tense, to the memory of Lolo's father, who is no longer alive, but we are honoring his memory. And if possible, we will provide some of his old broadcasts in the future, if recordings from his old show are ever found, and put on a CD or in some medium, you know, that it can be broadcasted. But tonight's show was dedicated to him, Lolo's father.
Aww, and thank you.
We are going to play a closing tune. And get out of here.
Bye-bye, Daddy's Radio people.
Yes. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you for the nutrition bar.
Yes. You really were hungry. Let's see. We're going to play a track by Ministry, because I'm also on a Ministry kick besides Flaming Lips. And the first Ministry track I could find while rushing at the last minute for tunes was their track entitled No W. Good night.
We recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.